Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome aboard. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I've got a great program lined up for you, and look forward to having you on the program. Hang on one second. I need to send a quick message. Larry. Okay, there we go. Okay. It's interesting how the spell check always, let's see, will call you. There we go. Let's see. Yep. Okay. He confirmed. I know, right? You're on one side of the conversation. You ever been on one of those? All right. I'm just hearing the pastor talking over here. I don't know who he's talking to. Okay, so what I'm doing is I had to replace a guest for the top of the next hour, and I just got confirmation that Larry Klayman will be joining us at the top of the next hour, and we'll talk about we'll talk about Matthew Perna. We'll talk about what that implications of that, but we'll talk about the new case. There's a brand new case that just happened, and one of the January 6th protesters was acquitted on all charges. Yep, all charges. Went to trial, and Matthew Martin, the engineer from New Mexico, was acquitted on all charges. So we'll talk about that with Larry and what the significance of that might be. Let's see, what else do we have coming up? We have Brent Hamacek is going to be with us from Human Events. Looking forward to having Brent on the program. And David, I think you know Brent, right?
Brent is a very good and dear friend.
That's what I thought. You actually introduced me to Brent, if I'm not mistaken. I think you made
the
introduction.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so yeah. Brent's going to be on. He's got a great article up at Human Events talking about some studies that were done, a fixed study about ivermectin, and his family was significantly healed by the use of ivermectin, by the way. But we're going to talk about that. But what we're going to really talk about is the use of authoritarianism and the human condition or the human response to authoritarianism, and the reason why I argue so adamantly that we have to get back to the Christian biblical God roots of this country, because now people are conditioned that the authoritarian is the teacher in the room, or the or the FBI or the CIA or the guy wet in his pants in the White House. They're conditioned that these guys supersede God, and that is why we have an amoral culture, and that's why I believe we're in trouble, and why we're going to have the conversation, David, that you and I are going to have as well. Rafael Cruz joins me today also at the end of the program in the last half hour, and we'll talk about how pastors can make a difference in the conversation that I just mentioned. David, to your point regarding Ketanji Jackson Brown, and again, people in Utah, you must rise up this morning. Indications are they are going to vote today. Indications are that Mitt Romney is going to be voting. Listen to me carefully. Mitt Romney is going to be voting for a Supreme Court justice who has a track record of going light on pedophiles and can't answer to that. And we have in our country a movement to groom your kids, your children, your grandchildren. Look, my grandchildren don't go to public school. They're privately schooled, and they always will be, okay? It's just not going to happen. So I'm talking about any of you who have children in public school or grandchildren in public school. They are being groomed to accept what they now call minor attracted persons. Folks, that is a grown man sticking his thing that don't belong in the back end of your little boy where it don't belong. That's what that is. And if you don't go down to Mitt Romney's office today and pull a piece of paper and say, I want to complain, I want him to stop. If he marks that vote, we are going to raise up a petition and we are going to get him pulled from office. And any business that he has interest in Utah, you need to make sure that it goes bankrupt. You need to make sure that nobody buys anything that Mitt Romney is connected to in Utah, period. That he can't get his trash collected, he can't get his electricity, he can't get his water, he can't get anything. You need to run him out of that state if he makes this vote today. Because what he's saying is, hey, I don't care. I don't care that your child comes home with blood-stained underwear. All right, David, I've said my piece on that. Go to his office today, whatever office is closest to your home. Take friends with you and go fill out documents and go tell his staff he must not vote for Ketanji Jackson Brown. Period. I have had Donna Jackson was on here talking about this. I've had a myriad of conservative black Americans that have been on my program saying no to Ketanji Jackson Brown. This is not about race. This is about the rule of law, and this is about defending and protecting our children and our children's children. And she's going to be there if God doesn't send his son for the next 40 years. So you're talking about at least 4, 5, 6, 7 generations that'll be impacted by what she does. All right. Now I think I'm done. David?
Wow. Yes. And tell us how you really feel, Greg. They've gone through some of the significant places where, in the cases that you, the kind of criminal offenses you mentioned, that she has gone well below the what they call the sentencing guidelines. The sentencing guidelines indicate there's something called the Sentencing Guideline Commission that was created by Congress to provide judges with direction on how to go. And there's different ratings based on people's personal history, based on the crime that they've been either convicted of or have pled guilty to. And they kind of add up in terms of points. They give them points. And regarding that, you wind up with a situation where somebody may, based on the points accumulated, the sentencing guidelines gives a range of maybe 20 to 30 years in some respects, or smaller, depending on the case. And on the kinds of cases that you're speaking of, Judge Ketanji regularly goes below the sentencing guidelines, and there's been situations where, in fact, she's reopened cases where she's already sentenced somebody beyond to the sentencing guidelines and changed the sentence to a lower sentence, even after she's already done that. So there's no question that she has done things to diminish the seriousness of these kinds of criminal activities. But And so she's not afraid and doesn't much care, basically, what the law says. And this is really from a perspective of somebody that, you know, admires and adheres to the Constitution and wants to execute the Constitution as Attorney General of the state of Illinois. It is frightening to think that somebody that does not care about the law and is in fact lawless will be sitting on the Supreme Court, which is supposed to interpret the law. You know, a great example of that was given on a during the course of a confirmation hearings on strange immigration case where the there's in fact law in place that gives the Secretary of Homeland Security discretion on how to conduct expedited removals. That is, people that have come into the country illegally and how they can be removed essentially without going through the long, elongated process of different kinds of hearings with immigration officers. They can be removed expeditiously. And there was a standing rule that put it together that said, you know, within 14 days and within 100 miles of the border and whatnot. And the Trump era Department of Homeland Security extended that to any place within the country and within a 2-year period. And the law itself says that the secretary shall have discretion to do this, and that discretion will be unreviewable by a court. It was very clear that it was unreviewable by a court. Ketanji Brown reviewed it and then overturned it. And she was promptly, as quick as the system works, she was overturned about a year later by a three-judge panel consisting of two Democrats and one Republican who unanimously said, "What? You're crazy. What part of unreviewable don't you get?" You know, she didn't like the policy, so she just utterly ignored the intent and the plain language of the statute that said she didn't have authority to remove it. When somebody review it, and when the case came before her, she should have dismissed the case out of hand. It says, no,
right.
The Congress says, I don't have authority to remove that. There's a provision in the Constitution that talks about Congress having the authority to give jurisdiction to the courts. The Congress can, in fact, say what kind of cases courts may hear.
Right.
And they said, you cannot hear this case. She heard it anyway. Overturned a decision that says she of the Secretary of Homeland Security that says she didn't have the authority to, and was unanimously overturned by that. And what does that case tell you? That case tells you she doesn't care about what the law is. She doesn't care about what the Congress has to say. She only cares of her opinion.
She doesn't understand her place when it comes to that. You know, many people don't know this. And even people who take the tour don't know this. David Barton makes a specific effort to show people the rotunda where the statues are, David. But then he also takes people and shows them the room where the Supreme Court originally met. And he explains that the rotunda is the area where Congress originally met. And he shows some of the markings in the floor from where the desks were actually screwed down. And then he takes people and shows them. And the reason that he shows you where the Supreme Court was is to explain that Congress, they were already concerned about out of control judiciary and the damage that it could do to our country. And so they put them in a little tiny room right next to Congress so that congressmen literally could walk in there at any point and listen to what they were doing and call them out if they were getting out of line. That's why that happened. Now they got a big giant building and look what they're doing. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just $400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home. And they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can...
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, David Shostokas. And we're going to get into attorney generals and their role and why David is running and why we need to support attorney generals like David Shostokas. And I believe in the name of Jesus Christ that he will be the next attorney general of the state of Illinois. But I want us to understand, too, again, real quick, folks, those of you in Utah in particular, because I know that you can make an influence today by showing up in the offices of Mitt Romney all across the state of Utah, wherever his office is nearest to you. Please, please drive over there right now. Right now, if you're in your car and you're listening to me on KYAH 540 AM, drive to Mitt Romney, put it in your Google Maps, Mitt Romney office, and go to his office right now. Get out of the car and walk in there and just say, listen, Mitt Romney needs to vote no on Ketanji Brown Jackson. No. Why? Because if you're for Black Americans, if you love Black Americans, if you love Americans, if you love everyone in the country, then the lives that matter are Black babies' lives. And Ketanji Jackson Brown Jackson, however you want to put that in, this judge is in favor of abortion, and the number one group of individuals that's impacted by abortion is Black babies. Go to blackgenocide.org if you don't believe me. Go to blackgenocide.org if you don't believe me. And for that reason alone, she needs to be taken off the ballot because she is not fit to sit at the Supreme Court of the United States for her stance, because of the impact it's going to have on the Black community. All right, David, attorney generals, talk to me about the role of attorney generals. And I think in the break you said to me that 43 states elect their attorney general. Is that correct?
That's correct, Greg. 43 states elect their attorney general. And I have been finding that, you know, of course, people misunderstand this because they hear the term attorney general, and the term is closely associated, obviously, with the United States Attorney General. The United States Attorney General is appointed by and serves at the pleasure of the president. So regardless of how often the attorney general says, well, they're impartial and the Department of Justice is going to not pay attention to what the president wants and they're above politics, you know, the president could fire the attorney general of the United States, and he's the head of the Department of Justice. So what do they ultimately do? Obviously, the president's influence is felt in the Department of Justice, and the attorney general of the United States executes the president's policy. That's 180 degrees difference, or 360 degrees difference, from the 43 states where they elect their attorney general,
right,
where the attorney general is elected by the people and does not represent the governor or the various government agencies, but rather is the representative of the people. And that has such a profound meaning in how a state is conducted. All these different states that have exceeded their constitutional authority during the course of mandates and shutdowns and different kinds of requirements for vaccines and doing this through executive orders that are 99% of the time illegal. If the attorney general was executing his authority properly or her authority properly, they would in fact be telling the governor, no, you don't have such authority, and we will not defend that in court. So you are done. That specifically in the state of Illinois, Pritzker issued his first executive order in March of 2020. The state of Illinois act under which he issued that is called the Illinois Emergency Management Act, and it gives the governors 30 days to issue a disaster declaration or emergency declaration, and within that time is required to go to the legislature to get additional authority or have the legislature act on how to handle the crisis. But the fact is the current attorney general issued an attorney general opinion that, oh no, that law doesn't really mean much. We're just going to say that he could issue orders every 30 days. We are now in the 25th or 30th 30-day order that was never authorized by Illinois law. That shows you what the authority of the attorney general is. When the attorney general and the governor disagree on the law, guess who wins? The attorney general wins. The governor, because the governor can't do anything that he wants to do unless there's somebody that will in fact defend him in court. And if the attorney general says, no, governor, you're overstepping your authority, then the governor is done. And people don't understand that the elected attorney general is actually a check on the government and not a part of the government. There's I can go through the myriad of cases where the attorney general is currently litigating against the citizens. It's Dave4AG.com. And hopefully people will check that out, Greg.
Dave4AG.com. Dave4AG.com. David Justokas is our constitutional expert here at Chosen Generation Radio. He is a constitutional originist. These are the kinds of individuals that we need in office as attorney generals across the country. If we had 43 people who were constitutional originists as attorney generals in the 43 states where they are elected, ladies and gentlemen, we would have an entirely different country, because we would have a country that valued individual rights. Please contact David at Dave4AG.com and offer him your support. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-656-1943. 800-656-1943. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program a gentleman. Actually, by the way, I want to let you know, David Chistokas said to be sure and tell you hello. He was just on the program right before you. And he said, I couldn't be more honored than to have been the lead in to Brent Hamachek being on the program. So anyway, David sends his warmest regards.
Well, that's awfully nice. David's a real patriot. He's an awfully smart man, and he's done a wonderful job over time of making the Constitution and our founding documents understandable to everyday people. And I think that's incredibly important, because if they're better understood, perhaps they'll be better defended.
Amen. Amen to that. Absolutely. Well, and his run for Attorney General, we've talked about that. And I again remind people, Dave4AG, the number 4AG.com, Dave4AG.com. And we talked about the 43 states in which AGs are elected. And if we could get more constitutional originists like David elected as attorney generals in those 43 states, we would secure, or at least we would do a better job of securing, personal individual rights. And that's why I am strongly recommending folks that you get to that website. And if you're listening to us there in Illinois, please tell a friend and make sure that you are out and helping, and contact Dave to support his campaign at Dave4AG.com. All right. Brent Hamachek is the editor of HumanEvents.com. And if you're not following HumanEvents.com, you really should be. It's difficult to find truth out there. And we all know that. We all are experiencing that. And so Human Events is one of those places that I would bookmark if I were you, and use as a place where you can get real news and opinions that you can value and you can trust. And you've written a new piece, and it's called, well, it's From the Dissident's Desk, and you and I have talked about that before. I love that title. Overcoming Lies, Damn Lies, and the Tendency to Believe Them. And for background, you and your family were infected with the Chinese, with the CCP virus, the Chinese virus.
Correct.
And you became very ill. All of you became very ill. And I know how that is. I've been down that road myself back in December of 2020. And you used ivermectin. And you had some incredibly positive results from that. But talk to me about, that's kind of where you begin your article. Talk to me about this article and the big picture and why people need to be paying attention to what happened in these lockdowns and mandates that David and I just spoke about.
All right. So first of all, thanks for having me on. I always enjoy coming on your show. It's
Thank you.
Intelligent conversation. And I like the fact that, you know, we don't do this in a 5-minute segment. We do it in a way where we actually get to spend some time and develop ideas. And so the piece I published on Tuesday at Human Events that you referenced, it talks a lot about the Chinese coronavirus, but that is not actually what the column's about. The column is about us being lied to. Just with regard to, you know, my household situation, you know, 3 people, 2 of them vaccinated, 1 not vaccinated, all got the China flu, all got really sick really fast. And then all were treated not just with ivermectin, and we'll come to that in a minute, but with a combination of medications and supplements that are sort of for doctors willing to treat patients. It's sort of a standard operating procedure, has been for 2 years now. And all of us were better within about 14 hours. I mean, completely better. Didn't get this sense of smell back right away. But I mean, I felt well enough to go. I went from having 102 fever, 102.5 fever with a migraine headache and nausea and chest congestion to being ready to go to the gym the next day. That's how profound the recovery was. And by the way, 14 hours is the standard turnaround time. Here's the problem. The problem is the New York Times last week ran a story, and the headline is cited in my piece. I can't quote it directly, but it basically said, study finds that ivermectin doesn't work. That was the gist of the headline. So that intrigued me because I knew that wasn't true, but I was curious. So I read the article by the New York Times, and they quoted a doctor from, I believe, the University of Minnesota, who sounded very wonderful and said, hopefully this study will put to bed the notion that, you know, people shouldn't, you know, be wasting their time with this ivermectin thing, and we can move on to more, you know, serious matters and treatments. So I decided to do something that people never do or typically don't do. And I actually went and I read the study. The study was done using about 1,300 patients, half of whom were given ivermectin, half of whom were given placebos. And the result of the study was there was no discernible difference in the outcomes, no statistically significant difference in the outcomes for those patients. Guess what? That study is 100% accurate. It's absolutely true what they reported. But the problem is this. They were giving patients only ivermectin, and they were giving the ivermectin to patients who had presented symptoms for up to 7 days. There is not a doctor in the country, not a credible one, who's using ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. They're basically the same thing. Who's using the drug in that manner? None. Zero. That's not how it's used. So what, and going into how it's used is almost, you know, we can, but it's beyond the point. Because here's the real point. And the reason I use that study to make a bigger case. Those doctors who signed their names to that report out of Brazil were intentionally lying to people about the effectiveness of a treatment. They did this on purpose. There isn't a doctor involved in that study, not one, who doesn't know what the protocol is for using ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. Mm-hmm. Not one. So what did they do? They created a study that said
if you do this, ivermectin doesn't work. Nobody said ivermectin would work if you did that.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. Because once the lie is told, then what we have, and here's why this is a problem for people like you and I, what we have is a twofold problem. Number one is the tendency of people to default to truth. When they hear somebody say something, they tend to give the benefit of the doubt and believe it. Mm-hmm. And the other problem is the way we tend to defer to authority. So here is a large group of doctors telling us something very directly. We did a study. Here are the results. This doesn't work. For people like you and I, who still exercise critical thinking, who are invested in these types of issues, and we spend our days studying and learning, they can't fool us, but they can fool most everybody else. And this is a big problem for us as we try to get people in tune with what's going on in our country and in our world, because we don't just have to fight where they might be coming from in the moment. We have to fight everything they hear on a daily basis from people who they have been taught to trust and to people for whom they tend to give the benefit of the doubt.
Well, and here's the other big problem for us, as I would see it relative to that. You talked about two things, and you give an example in there asking the question, you know, why, for example, and there's an interesting correlation to a film that I recently saw called Finding Courage. And Brent, I would encourage you and my audience again to watch this film. It's about a Chinese family that escapes from China, and five Chinese, they would be defectors, who were willing to be interviewed for this film, discussing why they tortured and ultimately murdered the sister of this family. And you know, what was their motivation? What happened? And they talk about, you know, that if you were told to do something, you must do it. You didn't have a choice. They were talked about the money that was handed to them. But it's an interesting study in this. But here's on part two, where you said defer to authority. That's why we are called dissidents. We are called domestic terrorists. We must conform. And then the other answer is that you have individuals that are out there that are promoting what they would refer to, what we even might call a form of anarchy, where there is no basis. And so you have events like what happened in Sacramento over the weekend, where you had six people killed, 12 people who were injured, some still potentially fatally injured, in a shooting event that takes place. And why do these kinds of things keep happening? It's not the guns, ladies and gentlemen. It's not about the guns. It is about the mindset of the value of life, where that value comes from. And it is about this idea that exists in our culture today. And that's why they strip out God and the meaning of life. And that's the first thing that goes. We'll talk about that some more with Brent when we get back. Brent Hamacek, news editor, Human Events. And I encourage you also to go to citizens-rights.org. Citizens-rights.org. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at the website, Chosen Generation.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg. That's paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Sorry, we're in. Hey, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. Man, I just, you know, this happens. This is... I was watching the clock, and then Brent and I got into this incredible conversation, and then I wasn't watching the clock. So my apologies, folks. We're back. Brent Havlicek, news editor, Human Events, citizens-rights.org. So you, in your article, do a really incredible job, and you use a study that was done with a Dr. Milgram.
Right. It's a fairly famous study from back in 1963. And what he wanted to do was figure out how was it that the Nazi soldiers, the guards at the death camps, how was it that they could actually be convinced to do what they did? Just by being given an order. I mean, these are people that did monstrous things just because they were told to by a figure in authority. So he ran an ad in the paper and recruited some people, men ages 20 to 50, and offered them $4.50 to come in and participate in a study that related to the effects of essentially pain on the ability to learn.
Which was a pretty good amount of money back then, by the way, folks. $4.50.
Right.
That was a lot of money back then. A good salary in those days was $14,000 a year. So just to give you an idea. Go ahead.
Right. It'd buy you more than just a cup of coffee.
You bet.
So so in any event, here's what they found. And I encourage people to go back and read the research, the study. It's fascinating. So they would have somebody sitting on one side of a wall, and there'd be questions asked to someone on the other side. And every time there was an incorrect answer, the person, the true study subject, would be asked to give a shock to the person for having given an incorrect answer. And with each ensuing incorrect answer, they were asked to turn up the voltage. And of course, they weren't really giving the person a shock, but the other person would act as though they were shocked. And as the voltage went up and up, their screams got louder and louder. And yet what they found is that with having somebody in a white lab coat standing next to the person giving that shock, that if they said, go ahead, it's all right, just do it, that the participant over and over and over again would continue to shock the other person with increasing levels of voltage even to the point where the screams were horrifying. So what does this teach us? It teaches us that we have a tendency to simply defer to authority. We trust it. We obey it. And this is what is so dangerous in what we're experiencing today in the Western world. That study that I mentioned in Brazil, that study was a lie. I mean, what they did with that study with ivermectin is the equivalent of, and I want people to really take this in, because there's no difference. What they did is the equivalent of somebody saying, we just did a test between a $15 pair of running shoes on Amazon and a $300 pair of running shoes from Brooks. And we had distance runners place those shoes on their hands and found no difference in the speed in which they were able to run. That's what they did. That's what their study was. And they use that to say the $15 shoes are no better or worse than the more expensive running shoes. When we're encountering this sort of deliberate lying, our task to turn people around gets all the more difficult. They've lied to us about the China flu. They've lied to us about January 6th. They've lied to us about climate change. They lie to us about Russian collusion. They've lied to us about the 2020 election. They lie to us. And people like you and I, we know they're lying to us. And they know that we know that we're lying, or that we know that they're lying. We all know this. The problem is, for the regular American citizen who doesn't tune into these things, who doesn't exercise independent critical thought, those folks believe the lies. And they're coming from people and institutions that they trust, and they trust them naturally. It's their nature to trust them.
And here's what I would suggest, and this is what we're talking about in the break, and that is that the reason that authoritarians and communists and socialists come in and attack the religious first, they go after especially Christianity, because that's one of the more dangerous ideologies against communism and socialism, is because what Christianity teaches and about God. And they have to get rid of God. They have to get rid of that spirituality. They have to get rid of all of that. And within that void, they have to drop something else. And what they drop is they drop themselves. They drop government. They drop authority. And they become the authority. And so our job then, as freedom-loving Americans, in my humble opinion, is we've got to take that space back. And in order to do that, we've got to convince people and get people to understand what you're talking about, and then give them the option of saying, guess what's better? What's better is God's standards. What's better is God's view and opinion of you and the value of life and the inalienableness of that, because I believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are literally who we are. We were created as beings that have those attributes as a part of our existence.
Right. Well, look, and whether a person is a God-fearing person or a objectivist atheist, the one challenge for everyone is to understand that if we view sort of knowledge as this large lake, we need to know that we can't just stay near the shore in shallow water. We have to swim to the middle, and we have to dive deep. And that's just an obligation we have. If we want to preserve our liberty, we have to understand and be willing to inform ourselves. We have to go all the way in and all the way down and look deeply. So thanks for letting me be on and share. It's always a pleasure to join you.
Brent, it's great to have you again. Human Events, you can find Brent's article there at Human Events, and also encourage you to go to the website citizens-rights.org. citizens-rights.org. I know, Brent, you've got to get going. You've got to get to your meeting. So thank you again. God bless you, and I appreciate you being with me. Look forward to having you back again. We're going to take a break here at Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. We do have a new website that is up. You can watch us at the website as well. We have the TECNTV.com player is there at the website, so I encourage you to check out the TECN player. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Hour number two coming up for you straight ahead.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.